there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/Spotify. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required, cancel anytime.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. We are currently boarding Life's a Beach and we are taking it to the streets with musician, singer, rapper, songwriter, poet, producer and filmmaker. Phew, he's a busy boy. And he's back with a brand new album, The Darker the Shadow, The Brighter the Light. Please welcome on board Mike Skinner! Look who we've got on board. Mike Skinner, how we doing, Mike, love?
So is this really your house?
We're on a plane.
No, because
it's really my plane.
I've never been to anyone's house before.
You've never been to anyone's house before?
I mean, for something like this. This is incredibly open of you. I would never do this. I would never have someone in my house.
Plane.
But do you not worry that, like...
Why are you coming on here telling it? It's a plane. It's clearly a plane.
Sorry.
Why would you never have anyone round your house / plane?
I would just feel really self-conscious that they were looking at all my books. And I'm looking at your books right now.
Yeah.
On this plane. And, you know, London Poverty Maps.
Yes.
That's a laugh, isn't it, that one?
Well, I'm one of those comedians that's really miserable in real life.
the tears of a clown.
That's me, eh? You see. Yeah. And these books, they're not even, there's nothing inside. They're just, yeah, it's just polystyrene because I can't read.
So you have a guy that just puts the books out.
I paid for a very expensive interior design. I said, put some books up so it looks like I'm dead clever, right?
I like
reading, but people look at me like, and people come and say, oh, did you read all these books? I'm like, yeah, I did, as if I'm like some moron. You know what I swear when people say to me, is like, oh, is he like this at home? Me, as if I'm like a rescue dog that's just bitten through some slippers.
Yeah, I think it's incredibly brave.
Do you read?
I mean, that's a hell of a question to ask a person at 11 o'clock in the morning.
I love
reading.
House if you invited me round?
What would you find? So, I read. I'm really into history. Actually, I'm quite
all right. Yeah.
Quite boring. Yeah, I read a lot of history.
A lot of history. Yeah. What's your favourite?
Well, obviously, at the moment, it's all about Napoleon, isn't it? And his...
Oh, yeah, I want to watch that with... Yeah. What's it called?
Joaquin, yeah.
Phoenix.
The battles are incredible.
Have you seen it already?
I saw it. It was my birthday yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday.
And for my birthday, we went to the Everyman and basically just filled up a room and watched Napoleon. It was good.
How long though? 3 hours? My ass don't do epics.
What I would say is don't take your 12-year-old son, which I did. He was traumatised by some of the sexy stuff. Can we say that before 9 o'clock?
Isn't it an 18, this film?
Well, I thought it was a 15, but it felt like an 18.
This is illegal. Well, we do not condone 12-year-olds
going to see Napoleon.
Napoleon.
Yeah, I mean, the battles are amazing. The French don't like the film much. Put it that way.
Why? Because it isn't...
Well, it's not very complimentary on Napoleon.
Because I like that Ridley Scott. People say, it's not very historically accurate. It's like, I'll piss off. It's
and he good. Says, were you there, mate?
I love all that, don't you?
Yeah. Were you there? No.
No, there you go. So do you think he's going to get an Oscar? Whack, whang.
I don't think so.
Ooh, no. Controversial.
I think he was amazing in The Joker. Yeah. Joker was amazing. Brilliant. And there's something about his madness, for me personally, that hasn't ended up in the Napoleon. There's a lot of sort of like just looking a bit like he's on the toilet.
Oh, there's Ridley, if you're listening, pop that on the poster. Macquan looks like he's having a shit. 5 stars.
Well, I didn't say what he was doing on the toilet. I you know.
He might have been having a sit-down week.
Exactly.
We all get to that age. We have all the exclusives here on Life's the Beach. Well, listen, I can't talk about Napoleon having a dump. We've got to move on to travel. And we'll talk about your album in a minute. But listen, where did you go on holiday as a kid? Did you go on holiday?
We used to go to Cornwall. And stay in like caravans and stuff. Yeah. And it was, you know, you sort of have the run of the place, don't you? And your parents sort of, they always, I feel like I'm trying to capture that experience in a really luxurious way as an adult. You got the clubhouse.
Yeah. I remember that.
You got the arcade.
The gift shop as well.
You'd
have a little gift shop and like a revolving thing that were books on and old.
Exactly,
magazines.
Yeah. And then you'd sort of try and walk into town and you'd be sort of almost getting run over because there were like, you know, country roads. And then go to the offie, you know.
Yeah. I look back at some of the photos, because we used to go to Great Yarmouth every year. And there's like
love
my
it.
Mum in a deck chair with a fag next to these Calagas. It's like, was it Destination Unknown, whatever it's called? The Final Destination.
Yeah.
It's like, Mum, you're like 1 metre away from becoming a human fireball.
Yeah.
But we didn't know. Why would you attach a load of Calagas heats to the back of a caravan?
In order that the kitchen works.
Yeah, all right. Don't get technical, Mike.
It was a different time. It was a different time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how are you recreating those holidays?
I don't recreate them. I'm traumatised. Listen, I tell you what, one of my earliest...
I think you're lying. I think you are trying to recreate your childhood. I think you're lying.
Are you saying in my house I'm trying to recreate a caravan? Because you can get out my fucking house. That's rude. I know I've got some Calagas attached to my hob. I'm not...
Well, this is the best caravan I'm ever likely to go in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Listen, one of my earliest memories... But not one of my earliest memories, one of the fondest memories is laying on the floor watching 1986, what's it called? Was it the World Cup or what's 1986?
Mexico 86.
Sitting there with my dad, watching on a black and white caravan, black and white telly in a caravan. You do it and the rain, I mean, now when you go there, it'd be awful, but there's just, you know, when you go, you reminisce, you've got the rain hitting the top of the caravan. It was super cute.
And Maradona.
Yes, the hand of God. Mm.
No, I'm just putting it out there for you to do
People are going to think this is...
To turn it into a gag.
Yeah.
A bit.
What are you on about?
Comedian. You're people, a comedian.
Well, no, don't just give me... It's not fucking improv. You give me a word and you want to make a joke about Maradona. Now, this is a podcast. It's not the Comedy Store.
Sorry.
You can say that again.
I'm trying to build up to my debut, and I just want some guidance.
Would you ever do stand-up? Have you done it?
I think I kind of do stand-up, because actually most of the when I'm on stage, most of the time I'm sort of thinking about what I'm going to say between the songs. Because the songs, after sort of 20 odd years, the songs are fairly straightforward. You just have to sort of not mess them up, really.
Yeah.
But the bits between the songs, that is basically stand-up.
Yeah.
Or
how do
improv.
Remember it all? How do you remember it all? Because it is a stream of consciousness, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, you just have to keep doing it, and then you can do it in your sleep.
No, but it's a lot to remember.
No, it is a lot to remember. Like if I saw me, or if I look at another person, I don't know how they remember stuff. But, you know, you used to remember phone numbers, didn't you?
Oh, I still remember Mum and Dad's phone number.
Yeah. But I only know my wife's phone number. That's the only phone number I know. I don't know my own number.
You don't know your own number?
I don't, no.
Oh,
But
I can
why
only
would
say
I...
mine in a certain way, or I forget it. That's a bit like how you rap.
But it totally is totally the same.
I could be on your... It's, I want to know about Teef.
It's uncanny.
On your album. He spells it T-E-E-F.
Yeah.
Teef.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm known for my fucked up teeth.
Yeah.
What's Teef like?
So Teef's name has nothing to do with teeth.
Oh.
It's a Nigerian name, Latif.
Ah.
Yeah. Latif, which sounds more... cosmopolitan somehow, doesn't
it? Yeah. He should put the lab back on him. Next time you see him, says,
"Alan, say, listen, put the lab back on."
Yeah. Sit the lab on your teeth.
Yeah, no, Teef. I actually think you would really get on with him.
Oh, wicked.
I think other people might think you wouldn't get on because he's genuinely one of the most interesting characters I think I've ever met.
Oh,
yeah. No, he's. He's the only people think of him as being crazy, and he has got that, yeah. But let me tell you one thing about him, and this actually comes back to traveling, which you're going to love. He's the only person I've ever traveled with who has a list of everything in his bag. So he's crazy, but he's also incredibly good at packing.
So his suitcase is well ordered, but his mind ain't.
So I think he...
So when someone says, do you pack this yourself? Does he pull out like a note and go, check?
I just think it's important to say that, actually, because he's both things at the same time.
Is he a Gemini? Was he born in June and late May?
He sounds
like a Gemini.
I am a straight male, and therefore I don't know anyone's birthday.
Typical Aries.
My birthday was yesterday, so
oh
you
God,
should know.
Scorpio! Scorpio!
No, Sagittarius. Oh. Or maybe it's changed. Maybe. Because it changed, didn't it? It changed.
You might be which Scorpio tells me rising.
Which tells me it's all complete rubbish.
Scorpio is like, got a sting in the tail.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I'm Gemini. I've like mood swings and likes to shoplift.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/Spotify. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required, cancel anytime.
The holidays have arrived early with Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale. Upgrading window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters. We have your patio covered too. And get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hello there, what can I get you off the trolley, sir? Tuna baguette? Oh no, that lady's had it over there. Yes, she really doesn't want to give it back. Now don't cry. Dry your eyes, mate. I know it's hard to take, but her mind has been made up. There's plenty more fish in the sea. Dry your eyes, mate. Just fucking grow up, yeah?
Let's talk about the album. The darker the shadow, the brighter the light.
Thank you for getting it right.
Thank you. Listen, love. Very dark, yes. Very moody. I'm going to say cinematic. It feels like, and every track is different. Now, I read somewhere, you want it like that to feel like you're going in and like I'm going into different rooms?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I mean, it's a film, first off. It's a film. So the album is the soundtrack to a film about a DJ.
Okay.
So you're exactly right. It is supposed to feel like being in different nightclubs. Mm. And as you said, walking into different rooms and sort of, it's that sort of suddenly being in a different world, but then walking out the door and being out on the street.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's...
As I'm sure...
What's this? Well, as a professional homosexual, what's this about now?
No, as a comedian. You're many things.
I am. Do you know what? One of your lyrics I want to get as a tattoo.
Okay. Well,
listen, can I tell you it?
Yeah, sorry.
Don't sweat the petty and don't pet the sweat.
Yeah.
Isn't that good?
Yeah, that's very good.
That jumped out at me as I listened to that.
My don't ask me to write it down is my advice because my handwriting is atrocious. And so I think it would be a bit of an anticlimax by all means get that, but get it in a nice...
I might have it in Chinese or something. That's
classy. You know what? I think that's all going to come back now. That's going to be uber, like all that stuff.
Don't you feel sorry for the people who first had those Chinese tattoos and then?
No, but you've just
got
to wait. No. You've just got to wait it out. Because like all the when we were kids, the equivalent of that was like the sort of the sailor tattoos and stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. That's
sort of
come
like
because of Amy Winehouse.
Exactly.
I love
exactly.
That, like the man with the old anchor.
Exactly. So it's going to come back. The Celtic designs, the Chinese words.
Have you got any tattoos?
I'm not good at commitment, sadly. Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking of getting a sleeve.
So that's a tattoo with all the way...
Yeah, all the way up here. But actually, I have to have something like a hammock maybe there at the bottom.
Your friend Teef, actually, Latif. One of the fun things about making this film that I've just made is that he kept getting new face tattoos. So if you watch the film very carefully, different tattoos arrive and disappear on his face throughout the film.
Well, that's a murder for continuity.
Yeah, I mean, it was the least of my worries,
another,
to be honest.
Not another facial tattoo, because that's going to mess up continuity. Wait a minute, he hasn't got...
I gave up with content. I just gave up. Mm. It's a story.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a story. Like, if I'm wearing a green T-shirt and then I'm wearing a orange T-shirt, just relax. Like, you know, it didn't really happen.
Imagine you on Napoleon. 1 minute he's wearing that, then he's not got that. Then he's on a horse, Oh, it's all right.
He was really well loved by his soldiers because he got down with them and he, and there was none of that in the film. That's what I thought. I thought they should have shown how much he loved his soldiers.
Because I read a biography on Napoleon, and they were worried when they went to Egypt about being bummed. Did you know about this? They used bumming as a weapon.
Really?
I read it. They did. They used bumming as a weapon. Yeah.
Different cultures.
Bumming
you know,
as a weapon. Why,
have
that's
had,
a good piece.
I wouldn't put it like that, but you are in your house.
Plain.
Plain.
caravan. And, I don't know where I am anymore.
I'm just looking for the book on it and I can't see it.
No, it's an audio book. I know about Napoleon. Didn't it end up in Elba, Josephine?
That's
not
right.
Tonight.
That's right. Not tonight,
yes,
Josephine.
I'm not. These books, yeah. I do read some of these books.
Although, I mean, what's clear from the new film is that actually she wasn't even that bothered about him and it was him that loved her more. Mm. So it would be more accurate to say, not tonight, Napoleon.
Ah, Now you tell me. Now, listen, you've done the album and the feature film. Now, you wrote it, directed, shot, edited, scored, funded, and even created his own special effects on the film. Are you a control freak, Mike? Answer me.
Yes.
Can you let go, though, or are you like a tyrant?
I'm very not good at letting control go. Letting the thing go, I think that's my superpower. But a control freak, I mean, it's not that simple. I mean, no one wanted to give us the money at the end of the day. So it was either just do it or not do it. And doing it involved doing everything. Obviously, COVID was an element as well. Because just when I decided to do it on my own, COVID happened. So, I'm a bit like Napoleon. I'm very well liked by my soldiers. And I don't think they would call me a nasty Napoleon. Well, they would call me what Napoleon really was, which is well loved by his soldiers.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Because sometimes people need someone to take control. Do you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I think we all need some. You know, I mean, have you ever gone out with like 12 people to a bar?
Well, like a stag do.
I mean, that's.
Yeah. I haven't got that many friends.
Well, all I'm saying is
I'd have to pay people to cut 12. I've only got 3 friends.
So when you go on tour, you are constantly with sort of 15 people.
You see, I'm a stand-up comedian. So it's like a stag do. I just have my tour manager with me.
Exactly.
I don't have like an entourage.
That's like DJing. You're like a DJ.
Yeah, it's quite lonely.
It's incredibly lonely.
Yes.
Incredibly lonely. And I don't want to keep doing the Tears of a Clown thing. But it's incredibly lonely, and I feel for you. But when you're touring,
I know, pity.
I actually think comedians are not so sad as angry. Actually, I think comedians are quite angry.
Am I giving off angry vibes?
When you hang out with them after the show, I think in order to be funny, you have to be angry.
I don't know about that.
Let's discuss.
Do you think I'm angry?
I don't think you're angry.
Do you think I'm angry?
But you know, like, because to be like...
I tell you what, with stand-up comedy, and I've just finished an American tour and a Canadian tour, and I was walking around all by myself, as I always do all over, and I thought, you either speak to yourself or speak to an audience. There's nowhere in between. I thought, that's the weirdness. You're either going, oh, this is a nice day. I don't know, where should we go today?
Yeah.
Or you're speaking to a theatre of 1,500 people. And I said, the problem is you've got nowhere in between. You're either speaking to yourself or... Yeah, you don't have any company. Mm. So that's, I think, the problem.
So you need to do is to increase the production value of your show.
Production.
And therefore, well, not tour with like one person, basically. That's what you need to do. You need to tour with like 10 people. And then you will know what it's like going out to a bar with 10 people. It's a nightmare because...
People to come and talk to me, and it's a nightmare.
No, it's a nightmare organising it. Because the question you asked me was...
I forgot.
Do people need... Well, we're coming back to Napoleon.
You said I was angry a minute ago.
And I will come back to that as well. Do people need someone to take control?
Yes, they
That's
do.
What the question was. And I said, if you've ever been out with 10 people... You'll know that someone has to... There has to be someone that says, we are going there... Now, because if you leave it to 10 people, they will just stay where they are and and they'll end up out on the street just chatting.
Yeah. Why don't you get Teeth to do a little list like he does when he's packing, and like a list of everyone?
Yeah.
Bob, Sheila, Pam, Val, we're going. Thank you, Teeth.
Alan,
you're not by yourself anymore.
Yeah.
And
Teef, Teef would do that, 100%.
I love Teef. I need to hook up with Latif.
You do need to hook up with Teef.
Yeah. Right, let's get back to travelling.
Yeah.
Where's the worst place you've been? And we're not just slagging off places.
You know what? I mean, I've been racking my brains because I don't think I've ever had a bad holiday in that sense. But what I would say is that on lots and lots of my holidays have really been affected by jellyfish. I find jellyfish... I listened to a podcast about mosquitoes and they were saying that, shall we just get rid of mosquitoes? Because they cause malaria.
Yeah, they're not very nice.
And there's an argument to be said, let's just make them extinct, mosquitoes. Mm. Because they cause an enormous amount of human death.
I know, they do awful.
Yeah, so... But I would be like that with jellyfish. Because they've just tarnished too many holidays. You know, Corfu, we went to Oman once. Like, you go and it's like, oh, we're not going to be swimming in the sea on this holiday because there's jellyfish.
But why are you holidaying in jellyfish hotspots?
I never pay any attention.
Because I've only seen one jellyfish. Mm. So where have you been stung by a jellyfish?
No, my daughter got stung by jellyfish in Corfu.
That's awful.
That wasn't fun. But I've never been stung, very proud to say, really.
Well, why are you worried about jellyfish?
No, mate, when you go on holiday and there's like jellyfish, they're like everywhere. And you can't get in the sea. You can't get in the sea.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare.
Oh, okay.
You have to get in the pool. You know, but I like to be in nature.
At me,
I like to be in nature.
I've organised this holiday. I'm just asking. You're giving me evils about jellyfish. I can't help that.
Listen, you know about the anger of comedians. You can deal with it.
Have you ever had a holiday romance?
I used to. Yeah, I didn't really go on when I was about 18. I didn't really go on holiday because I was like doing music and could never afford it. So there's a kind of, I had like holidays when I was young and then holidays when I was an adult, but sort of nothing in between. But yeah, I mean, there was a girl once I really liked in Cornwall and I went to stay with her in Exeter, I think.
Oh.
And I had an epileptic fit and we didn't speak again. Yeah. It's kind of...
That was a plot twist.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that. Oh.
It's fine. You can laugh about
no,
it.
No, I'm not it laughing. It was just funny. It just came. It was a curveball I was expecting. And then, yeah, that wasn't what I was expecting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, we were, you know, I used to have epilepsy. And it used
have you been
to,
cured
used to
of
sort
epilepsy?
Well, I wouldn't say cured, but the last fit I had actually was on a flight to Australia.
Oh God! How
but that was in 1999. So just before I started doing the streets, and I woke up in first class, which would have been good. I had a really bad headache though, but I was on my own on the flight, and just started having a fit in the. In the aisle there. You know when you're on a flight and something like, then they're like, oh, does anyone know a doctor? I was that guy.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
God.
Have you ever been that guy?
No. I've had explosive wind on
have
the
you
flight.
Have you ever been, like, removed from a flight?
No, I have not. Well, you know. With my anger.
Well, anger.
I had the air hostess in a headlock and said I demanded to fly the plane to where I wanted to go.
You sometimes read about... people having meltdowns on flights, don't you like that?
Maybe I've had a few drinks, but then I'm like, I'm a merry drunk. Yeah, I'm like, yeah. I've never like been abusive, but I have maybe got my speakers out of my bag and said, let's have a disco. Mm. I'm an annoying drunk.
Okay.
You know, I've never gone like, I don't want to see the pilot. take me to Northampton and pulled out a knife. I haven't done that, but I have pulled out a speaker and said, let's have a dance. And been told to put them away.
Okay.
So, but not like Wolf of Wall Street, where he's tasered.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's when they land the flight, you know, in...
That's never happened to me. And like... I know what you're thinking, because I'm a comedian, I've got anger issues. No. Where's been the most decadent hotel you've ever been to?
Well,
when you've gone, oh, well, last, I've made it.
Last year, we got a boat, actually. Mm. And that was incredibly decadent. We got a boat in Amalfi.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, it was like on. It was like proper, like, you know, Posh and Beck's sort of, you know, on the Valentino, you know. You know, when they, you know, how does it work with celebrities? They like stay on other people's boats, don't they? How do you get invited?
I stayed on the one of the Chuckle Brothers dinghy one.
He was an angry comedian.
Get off this dinghy! No, I don't stay on people's yachts. Who do you think I know?
Well, Adele must have a boat, right?
I don't know. She hasn't invited me on. Oh, no, okay. Don't, because this will be clickbait. Tight Adele won't let me on her boat. No, I don't know. No.
Come on, man. Come on. You've been around celebrities forever. Don't do
the
whole...
But doesn't mean I get invited on a boat.
Okay, so me and you are the same. We're the ones not getting invited on the boats.
Yeah,
right?
Why aren't we?
But when you open the newspaper, it's always like they're always like on someone else's boat, aren't they?
Like David Walliams is on Elton John's boat.
That one.
Yeah,
that
one. Was it Harry Styles? Was that?
You know a lot more about this than you're making out. So the
show me a photo of me on a celebrity boat. Then go on then.
There's definitely a paparazzi shot of you on like David Walliams's boat or something. I'm going to find it.
Is that euphemism?
When I send you my candle over later, it's going to be, I'm going to print out, it's going to be one of those really long lens, you know, ones.
Yeah, and me having a vol-au-vent, a glass of champagne.
Being handed a towel.
Me having a glass of wine with Juan dressed as Napoleon.
Exactly.
What, you see, is it a Mike Skinner candle?
It's a Streets candle, yeah.
Oh, what's it smell of?
So it's called Too Much Yayo. And it's
now that's the track on the
yeah we
watch
you know.
Yayo.
It's no, it's just, you know, it's just like when you're singing along to a song.
Oh yeah, yayo.
Everybody say yayo. Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So those moments that you have in, like, you know, on a Saturday night and you're singing yayo.
Yeah.
That's what it smells of.
Oh, okay. Because Gwyneth Paltrow did one. It smelled of a vagina. Did you smell?
Yeah,
that
I did.
One?
I did quite a bit of research. No, we went to their house.
What would it be like? Oud, or is it floral notes? Is it top notes? Small notes? Post-it notes.
It's imagine it's Saturday night and Napoleon and Latif.
Oh yeah,
that's what it smells like. Funnily enough, actually, the candle was actually made by my wife's best friend, who is an insanely who runs a candle company, and she's from candle stock, you know. Her parents before them, and their parents before them. So it's actually much, much better than you expect it's going to be.
Well, send me a candle and I'll have a sniff.
You think Streets candle, you know, no. I don't. No disrespect taken, but you're not. You don't expect it to be good, but it's really good.
I imagine when I take the top off the candle, it's you talking. Have a sniff of the candle. Yeah. I like a candle.
Totally. Yeah. And that can happen, too.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Talking candle.
If you go on
my candle,
my Patreon, and,
what do you
and,
think,
and tip me or something. You know, if you tip me.
Tit me.
No tip.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was
but people go, they like live, they do like live TikToks, don't they, where people tip them?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of doing that.
That's good. I do OnlyFans. You make so much money.
Is OnlyFans gay as well? Is there not like a gay version? No.
I'm straight in real life, so I might do the straight version.
We love to see it. I love this.
It's just me in a strategically placed candle.
In the unlikely event of turbulence, a mask will come down from above. In the even more unlikely event of you being stung by a jellyfish, one of our cabin crew will piss on you. Thank you.
Well, listen, we're about to start our descent. Time for the quick fire round.
Okay.
Mojito or mint tea?
Mojito. Or Caipirinha.
No, you had to be one of the two. Mojito. Why is it so difficult?
Because I'm trying to make out like I know about Brazilian culture.
No, it's Mojito or mint tea. You can't go rogue.
Mojito.
Okay. Speedo or no, no, no?
Speedo.
Oh, God. Yeah. I never saw that coming.
What? Hang on. No, no, no. That's what's like, it's just naked.
Oh, just, oh, no, I'd skinny never dipping. Wear a Speedo.
Oh, no, I would wear, I'd need to get on the Ozempic. But yeah, 100% I'm Speedo.
Great. Mile High or I'm Too Shy?
I would like to try Mile High.
Okay.
And I'm shy.
You're picking both answers.
No,
this
I'm not.
Very
no, I'm more Mile
quiz.
High than shy.
One.
More Mile High than shy.
Okay. Alcar or Alcatraz? Would you rather go to prison or go on holiday with Alan Carr for the telly?
Well, obviously, I'd rather go on holiday with Alan Carr. Aww. But Alcatraz is great. Could we go to Alcatraz?
It's you, a very I know simple. You, you're making me angry.
I know you like San Francisco. Take me back to San Francisco.
Yeah. And then last but not least, tip 'em or fuck 'em. Do you give good tips or do you think, nah, I'll never see you again? He's going to say both.
Okay, so...
He's going to say both. He's making me angry.
I'm going to say fuck him. Because people don't expect that.
Mike.
But there is an argument to be said that tipping only really benefits people that look nice. And actually, I'm here for the people who look like me.
Oh, well, don't be like that. So what you're saying... I'm not saying...
There's something quite woke about not tipping. Because you're saying, like, I actually respect the ordinary people.
So you're saying you should tip ugly people?
No, I'm saying that people should pay people more to work.
Well that's
I
what
mean, the
I
tipping
think
now in America,
well, I mean,
the yeah. tipping now is it's mental. It's mental. I mean, it doesn't feel right, the tipping situation.
Well, I
now.
Don't mind tipping, but I went in America and the woman gave me a tea bag still in the packet next to a pot of hot water, and then she pointed me over to the stirrer and the milk and then wanted a 20% tip.
Yeah, totally.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Well, on that...
So fuck them.
Fuck... You said... I give up. Mike, would you like to go and collect your emotional baggage from the carousel? Thank you for flying Alan Air.
Thank you for flying Alan Air. Thank you, Mike. That was so much fun. And also, thank you for bringing round your candle. The streets have a candle. Did you know that? It smells gorgeous. Thanks for that, love. Listen, also check out the brand new album, The Darker the Shadow, The Brighter the Light. Thank you so much for listening, all our frequent flyers. Arrivederci, bitches. Life's a beach.